Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Criminal charges have been laid against Donald Trump in a third case. A grand jury indicted Mr. Trump in connection with his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election result. He was charged on four counts, including conspiring to defraud the United States and conspiring against the rights of citizens. The special counsel Jack Smith said the attack on the Capitol in Washington was fueled by Mr. Trump's lies about the election.
The attack on our nation's capital was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
The former president, who already faces separate criminal trials in New York and Florida, has been told he must appear in court in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. Our North America correspondent Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
In his statement, the U.S. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith said that the attack on the U.S. Capitol building on January the 6th, 2020, had been fueled by lies told by Donald Trump. This latest indictment alleges that he deliberately attempted to interfere with the collecting, counting, and certification of legitimately cast votes so that he could remain in the White House. The four charges cover the period immediately after the 2020 election in November through to January the 20th, when Donald Trump left office. The former president responded to the fresh charges with claims that prosecutors had only charged him now to interfere with his presidential campaign.
The president of El Salvador has announced a new operation in his war against gangs with the immediate mobilization of 7,000 soldiers and 1,000 heavily armed police officers. Mimi Swaby has this report.
President Nayib Bukele's strategy is to create a so-called security fence where forces will lay siege to an entire department of the country, Cabanas, which covers an area of over 1,000 kilometers. The president tweeted the aim was to prevent gang members from moving freely and to break their supply chains. This is the latest effort in a huge operation which has seen more than 70,000 suspected gang members arrested since March last year, when a state of emergency was declared in response to spiking rates in gang-related murders.
The first of three French planes sent to evacuate European citizens from Niger following last week's military coup has taken off from the capital Niamey with 250 people on board. A second French plane has arrived at the airport there. The evacuation comes after demonstrators attacked the French embassy on Sunday. World News from the BBC. Poland says it's sending additional military forces to its border with Belarus after two Belarusian helicopters violated its airspace. It's also making a formal diplomatic protest. Belarus has denied its aircraft crossed the border. Tensions have been rising since Wagner mercenaries moved to Belarus after their short-lived mutiny in Russia. Fierce fighting is continuing between rival factions in Lebanon's largest refugee camp for Palestinians, despite an agreed ceasefire. 11 people have been killed in violence at the Ain al-Hilwa camp, forcing thousands to flee. The clashes first erupted on Sunday after the killing of an official from the Palestinian Fatah movement and four of his bodyguards. The camp is home to an estimated 70,000 Palestinian refugees. A U.S. State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller, has described the worsening violence as alarming and urged all sides to respect civilian safety.
We call on all factions in the camp to respect the protection and dignity of civilians and public and private property, including schools and healthcare facilities, and to abide by the humanitarian principles of neutrality, impartiality, and independence, including with respect to medical care.
The former president of Ivory Coast, Henri Konan Bedier, has died. He was 89. Mr. Bedier was the country's second head of state and was in office from 1993 until 1999, when he was ousted in a military coup. He attempted to return to power 3 years ago, but was defeated by his longtime political rival, President Alassane Ouattara. The government of the Bahamas says it'll commit more than 100 personnel to any multinational force sent to restore peace in Haiti if the move is authorized by the UN. Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe with thousands of people displaced by gang violence. BBC News.